This podcast is brought to you by the Bearing Man Group, Southern Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Monday, November 10, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The Department of Minerals and Energy and the Development Bank of Southern Africa have established a renewable energy market transformation program. This is to assist investors in overcoming some of the obstacles and barriers preventing growth in the renewable energy sector. Some $8.3 million in funding has been made available for the program. This came from government and global financial institutions, namely the World Bank, through its Global Environment Facility. REMT project coordinator Moses Chundu said that the project's aims are to remove the barriers and reduce the implementation costs of renewable energy technologies. It is also to promote on-grid electricity for renewable energy sources. The fund will assist the DME in reaching its target of 10,000 gigawatt hours of electricity to be generated from renewable sources by 2013.
What are the project objectives in a broad sense? As I've just alluded to, it's to remove the barriers and reduce the implementation costs of renewable energy technologies, and also to promote on-grid electricity for renewable energy sources.
On Friday, President Kgalema Motlanthe said that South Africa's economy would slow in 2008, but a healthy banking sector would stave off a recession even in the face of global financial turmoil. Motlanthe said in a speech in Parliament that South Africans had to lower their expectations for growth, along with other emerging markets. The National Treasury in October cut its growth forecast for 2008 to 3.7%, falling to 3% a year later, much slower than the 5% the economy has averaged in the last 4 years. It cited the deteriorating global economic outlook. Motlanthe said that South Africa would be spared the worst of the crisis due to the health of the local financial sector. Also making headlines, the DTI factors in a weaker rand as it prepares to scale up its industrial programs. China is to boost the economy in a global anti-crisis push. Nexa launches a nuclear skills development center. And France says the International Monetary Fund must end its imperialist ways. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.